evening, West Coast peoples. Lily, are you on yet? I better make sure. You are here? Was that you, Lily? Okay. All right, who's on so far?
Lily goes West Coast call.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, 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 goodness. Oh,
hey, Jerry, it's Trina. I'm on.
Okay, Trina's good.
Got another call after that. Hot shit.
Yep.
No way can I, yeah.
It's going to work.
No.
No, the West Coast call, you don't have to hang around for. It's just you can if you want. It's the people on the West Coast call that have to be on the West Coast call. So, Trina, you got anybody with us yet?
I have Corinne supposed to be on.
And that's Corinne.
Double R.
Two R's. Okay. Uh-huh. And then Todd? And Trina, how can we always start this way?
I don't know. I was just going to say, gosh, did people forget our call? How could they forget?
And Lily, are you on? Todd? Who else is on? Leslie?
Wow.
Leslie, are you on?
They didn't think that was the call, do they? The call right before?
I guess maybe. Mike? Mark, are you on?
Your line has been unmuted.
One has to wonder about the leader when this goes on.
Hi, Jerry. This is Steve Crowfoot.
Oh, hi, Steve. And, let's see. I'm going through my memory banks here. We've got, Marcia, are you on? Well, what do you know?
4778.
Well, we'll wait for some beeps to come on because there are plenty of different things that we can do to help get things up and running. And Trina, did you start out the time right by getting a chance to listen to the Texas call?
No.
So you know how to do it and where it's at, right?
Yes, I did. Go on Pathfinders.biz and I saw the new guide, but it said Summit Guide.
Summit?
The new stuff. Yeah, it said Summit on instead of the Ignition Sequence Guide.
Oh, okay, because it's going to be prepared and presented at the Summit.
Oh, okay. So maybe, so we don't actually, because I know I was printing out the workbook, and then I already had the actual guide, so I didn't know if we were supposed to use that one or the new one.
The Ignition Sequence Guide, the new one we're going to use, and we're also going to use the new Ignition Sequence Launch, which is a 5-page. Is that you, Leslie?
Yep, that's me.
What about your sister?
I'm not sure. She didn't call you today?
Mm-mm.
I think she's thinking to do Pathfinders, too.
Did she graduate?
Well, she's already silver.
Okay. Then she needs to get a hold of me, then.
Yep, I told her to, so I'm surprised she didn't.
Okay, anyone else just come on? That's part of the call? Lily? Todd? Mike? Marcia? Marcia? Kareen? Well, we got the two of you.
Who's on so far?
Trina and you.
Hey, Trina, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm excited.
Good, I know, me too.
Yeah, well, there's reason to be. Here's
yes.
this really cool thing is that the Ignition Sequence, have you ever had a time when you started somebody out and the Ignition Sequence got seemed like too much for you?
Your line has been muted.
A little bit, yeah.
Well, there's a new page called the Ignition Sequence Launch. And in the Ignition Sequence Launch, we're going to be able, I don't think that's on the system yet.
You can hear the clicking, I hear.
Yeah, it's really staticky.
Yeah, well, I have a hard time getting calls. called in. It took me a couple tries.
I think it's actually someone's connection to the phone, and it well could be mine because I was the only one that was on both.
Oop, now I can't hear you.
Sharon, are you on? Sharon? Well, it may be my phone, I guess. I'm on a land-based line to make sure that won't happen. Huh. Let's try this.
Oh, that's better.
Did that take it away for a second?
Well, I did a gain also.
Oh, I did a mute meow.
Oh, you did.
Anyone else on the team just join us?
I made it through, finally.
Oh, is it having trouble?
Yes,
yeah, I've been trying. Scott called me to try and say, aren't you trying to get on the call? And I was like, I've been trying for the last 10 or 15 minutes to get through.
Weird.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, what I might do is I might shift the phone to a new number. It'll be kind of a hassle for everybody, but it's a free line, so I don't have to keep paying $60 a month for this. Because it has enough of the static and stuff, we'd just soon get rid of it.
Yeah.
So tonight, let's just go ahead and get started because we want to get Corrine up to speed, and as with all the rest of you, this is the Pathfinder 1 program, the beginning first day. It's a place where you're going to learn to connect with other people. You're going to learn to lock in and become a networker. You all are going to learn how to be high volume silvers and make the money that we want to make in Ekan. Has someone else just joined us that just had trouble getting through?
Yeah, it's Lily here.
Oh, Lily! How many times do you have to try?
Oh, a few times.
Weird. Hey, yeah. Thank you for sticking with it.
Here we are.
Okay. Marcia, are you on? Judy? Mike? Todd?
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Everybody's having trouble getting in. But you all make me feel better when you come in one at a time and you're at least here some.
It's the reception. It's not very good either.
I know. I think that's Leslie's fault. Leslie? Do some push-ups for me, would you?
Oh, sure. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that'll clean up the line, I'm sure. We'll keep trying, though. We'll see if we can get the reception to work a little better. It did work pretty well for a while on the other call. We will be operating out of several pieces of literature, and I'm going to go ahead and call in on my cell phone, see if I can catch it. But one of those will be the Ignition Sequence Workbook and then Ignition Sequence Launch. And I'm very excited to announce that there's a new Ignition Sequence Launch that is so much more graphically correct. The whole thing just works. There's this huge power that's developing in NECAN because we're getting more and more and more to using NECAN materials. We will, however, when we get into this, be in the Pathfinder system. And in the Pathfinder system before, by necessity, because there wasn't real strong NECAN materials, it was all based on the Pathfinder name. Well, now you'll notice that the Pathfinder Ignition Sequence Guide and the Ignition Sequence Launch pages start with the five pillars of health instead of the Pathfinder Eagle. Now, that's making it so that different factions around NECAN are beginning to start to coalesce around the idea of being NECAN. I'm just totally fired up about that. We'll be using both of those. You will be... for the next 16 weeks in this class, developing the power and strength to get to the high volume silver position. And the high volume silver position is a coveted place to be. And there's more return than there ever used to be. So if I was to, we've had a couple people that have been through a class or two. So Trina, what would your definition of high volume silver be?
Meaning like what you're making a month, or?
Yep. What we call a high volume silver, and this will become really apparent to you when you start having people in your downline. First, check out what is the requirement in a 1 month period in total volume for you to go silver if you did it in 1 month?
20,000.
And if you had 1 month to do the 20,000, do you know what it means to qualify at the silver level after you've gotten there every month? Have you ever heard of that, qualifying as a silver?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what the value is that you have to have to qualify?
Yeah.
What is it?
You have to have 20,000 and group volume. You have to have three frontline seniors. You also have to attain humans being more. And
okay. Awesome. I don't ever want you to get it right. What you just did was you did what high volume silvers are supposed to do. In order to get to silver, you have to have a $20,000 month. In order to qualify to get paid on the work of lots of other people after you're a silver, in order to get paid on all your silvers and above, you have to qualify during that month to get paid on your silvers and above that month. In order to do that, you have to do one-tenth of what it took you to get to silver. So in other words, 2,000 in personal group volume. But I don't want you to ever think that you need 2,000. I want you to think, geez, I got to have 20,000 every month. That's called a high volume silver. Somebody who screwed up, didn't read the plan right, and gets 10 times more volume than you're supposed to. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Because it means your paycheck's a lot higher. So as we go through, we're going to be explaining all the terminology I just went through that are totally confusing to you, Kareem.
Okay.
All right. And we're going to be doing it in teams. Everybody starts today as if we just dumped you off the bus as new recruits in Quantico, Virginia. You all get to stand there in your underwear with your head shaved, and we all start brand new. It doesn't matter whether you've been in NECAM forever or whether you're brand new or whether you are a Royal Ambassador or you're just a brand new wet-behind-the-ears distributor. Everybody counts the same. What you're going to find in this system called Pathfinders is a place to plug in. We've got people like Lily from up there in Vancouver, B.C., that could feel all alone without something where we check in every week. And we don't want that to happen, so we're going to put together this group. And this group's going to spark and ignite some fires if we can figure out how to get everybody's phone to ring through. And work together to accomplish this. Nobody gets left behind. Our goal is to get everybody to the level of silver. And I'm throwing an ice cream party when we do that. Sound good?
Sounds good.
We'll retire one squeaky rubber chicken with your names signed to it when you make it. There is nothing better on the face of the earth, I can guarantee you. So with just an introduction, let's find out quickly just where do you come from, and how long you've been in NECAN, and what's your rank? So we'll start with Lily.
What do you mean, where do I come from?
Where do you live? Yeah, just where do you live?
I'm in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I've been with NECAN quite a few years, mostly using the products, and I am a silver.
Super terrific. Trina?
I'm from Spokane, Washington. I've been in NECAN for 5 years, and I am senior.
Awesome, awesome. Kareem?
I have been in NECAN just a few months, and I'm a senior. And I'm from Spokane, Washington.
Terrific. Who else came on? Anybody?
Leslie.
Oh, yeah, Leslie. You,
hey, give me 10. I wrote name down, sorry. Well, that's fine. I'm Leslie. I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah, and I am an executive, and I've been in NECAN, renewed into NECAN 7 months ago.
All right. Marcia, you know, if anybody's trying to call in on Verizon, their whole network is shut down. I just tried to call in on that line, so it stopped that crackling, and it says, no, Verizon isn't letting people call. You ever hear that before?
No.
They heard we had a P1 call and somebody's trying to stop it. This is going to be a big deal. to do now is go through page 4 of our brand new guide, not the guide, but the Pathfinder 1 workbook. If you are waiting for yours to come, or if you just forgot to get it out of the car and you want to look it up, you can find the Pathfinder 1 workbook as a downloadable file on pathfinders.biz, as is most of what we're going to be using. On page 4 is the commitment to the Pathfinder program. If you have one, put it right in front of you. If you don't have one, then I will go ahead and read through it rather quickly, and we'll start right into getting this thing done. So before you begin, I'm reading now. Before you begin the Pathfinder 1 program, you'll need, or you will want to have a clear understanding of the requirements and commitments to the program. We will cover each in detail. Upon understanding the requirements, upon understanding the commitment and making a positive decision to move forward, complete the commitment form, sign and date it, and return it to your Pathfinder 1 program leader. You all can go ahead and email that to me. My email address is Jerry White, that's J-E-R-R-Y, W-H-I-T-E, the number 4, at Comcast.net. So Jerry White 4 at Comcast.net. You want to keep a copy of it for yourself, as this will serve as an everyday reminder of your dedication to successfully completing the program. It is a program that is designed for the leaders. It's a program that will run away from you if you get too far behind, and you will watch only the dust from the leaders on the horizon. If you have to fall back and step out into the gallery, there is no dishonor in retreat. But we're going to go and flat get it done, and we're not stopping until we kick butt, take names, and that's just the way it's going to be. It's a 4-month program. Participation is required for the entire 4-month period. Number 2, you will have your tools, and your tools include the books, CDs, and DVDs used for education and to build your business. There is a Pathfinder 1 pack that can be purchased from Focus on Growth. Number 3, you'll have purchased either a business pack or a wellness home pack and be on auto ship. This is a requirement to achieve the rank of silver. It also allows you to begin to use and experience the products. Number 4, Humans Being More HBM training. You need to attend, register and attend HBM training. This is also a requirement for attaining the rank of silver. If you need to go and you'd like to go in the near future, there is one over in Missoula here pretty quick, and I think there's one in Seattle as well. We need to have you fill out the 100 names list. We'll show you where that is and how to access it, what to do with it. Without pre-qualifying, write down at least 100 names of people you know. This will be the starting place to begin building your business. Number 6, you got to be coachable and teachable. Number 7, your weekly activities, you're going to share the business opportunity with at least 5 people a week. You're going to attend a core preview. If you don't have a core preview in your area to attend, you're going to create one, even if it's just giving it to the cockroaches in the back bedroom. You're going to be on a weekly accountability call. You're going to complete the reading assignment and CD-DVD viewing. It is not that difficult a task for any one of you who, may I take a survey? If any one of you here was to be paid in excess of $200,000 a year for your Nikken business, would you turn down the checks?
No. Of course not.
No.
And if you were going to get paid at that level, can we assume that it's okay for you to do some work?
Of course. Yes, lots of work.
All right, then let's crank it. Each week on the accountability call, you'll be responding to complete or incomplete. There are no qualifiers for the word incomplete. You either say complete, complete plus 5, I'm awesome, the world's amazing, and these people are just really cool people, and you could talk for half an hour. But if you say incomplete, you are not allowed to say any words before or after. Be done with it, be off. We just want to know statistically what's happening in your organization. This will indicate the successful completion of the required weekly activities. Number 9, the second month of the program, the nine participants will be arranged into three teams of three, and the purpose of the team is to expand the power of the P1 program, providing additional support, processing of assignments, and accountability. You sign it. If you screw up, we hit you over the head with it on a regular basis. So, here's how we get started. We're on to page five now. There seems to be a lot of attention given to how to build the business, and certainly that is important, but the most important part of the business is really not how, but what fuels your actions, and that is the why. The why are your dreams. Dreams are the projection of the kind of life that you want to lead. Dreams can drive you. Dreams give you the ability to charge through the obstacles. Imagine an athlete that dreams of winning an Olympic gold medal 7 days a week, early to late. They train, they work hard, and they strive just for a chance to compete for the gold. The dream fuels the drive to do whatever it takes. They don't focus on the hardship or on the hard work of training. They focus on standing on the podium or the platform at the Olympics, hearing the national anthem being played and the gold medal hanging around their neck. Take this some time to think about your why, your dreams. We're going to go through a couple of different skills in trying to develop how to do your why. Without it, you can't even start the business. And I would say that we've got some people with some background and experience here, as well as some people who are brand new. In both cases, if you are on this call and you've been on this thing for 3 or 4 or 5 years in NECAN and you are not past the level of a gold and you're not full-time in NECAN, then you haven't got this question of the why right, I'll guarantee you. Where would you love to live? What would you love to do, be, experience, share? Write it all down, write down all your dreams. As you complete the four-month program, you'll add to your dreams and fine-tune them and be on your way to achieving them. Now, all of this can be written on page five. It'll give you a place to write down the other members of your Pathfinder team. We will also be giving you the homework assignment on page number six. Your homework assignment for this coming week is going to be listen to a CD called Discover Your Why by Trish Winkler, talking about how to do just the thing we've been talking about, and reviewing the video called Ignition Sequence, Pathfinder 1, or the audio. So review the audio called Pathfinder 1, and or video, whichever you get in your kit, and review the Trish Winkler audio. No reading required this first go-around. All right, so let's go into this Discover Your Why. Lily?
Yes.
Have you really ever stumbled on a time when you knew that why was just right? When you talk to people, even if they didn't get it, you felt good just saying it.
I don't really know what you're talking about.
A short story that would make other people say, wow, whatever she's doing, I want to be a part of.
If I ever encounter that.
Have you ever had a point in life where you felt like, I got that, I could tell this person what I'm doing and both of us would feel better about life?
Yeah, especially recently.
And what has happened to make you say recently? I'm excited. I'm kind of interested. What do you got going?
Because before I think my why has changed. Before it was, I have to get this to people who are not feeling well. Okay, that was my why. Now it's, I want to have a different lifestyle. And I think that is making a big difference.
Good. And so you're out searching for other people who want to have a different lifestyle as well.
Right, yeah. To read, to have some freedom.
Good. I think you're very much better on the right track. What are some of the pitfalls of your previous why.
You mean
some things you found you just didn't want, but you kept ending up with them.
Well, I think I kept talking to the wrong people, and they just told me more and more, and I got tired of it. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. So we don't want to end up in that camp.
Yeah, and I kept calling the same people. For some reason, I just couldn't get out of the circle.
Oh, well, that's
but
a good revelation
to
have.
See, no, forget that. I'm going to go out and, you know, tell other people about this and look for the right kind of people. If they don't want me, if they don't want to listen, that's fine.
Very good.
Before, it used to be I would get a bit discouraged and scared to talk to new people. So, but now I feel that I'm more open, and because I really know what I want.
Ooh, that's awesome. We're getting much closer. Very good. Leslie.
Yep.
Has there been a time where you feel like you got locked on your why, or is it still somewhat elusive to you?
I know I have my why in the back of my head, but I don't think I haven't written it down and made it concrete. So I know my bunches of reasons why, but if someone were to ask me, I don't know that I could get it out right and quick.
That's a great point, because this week we're going to be trying to have everybody here contacting at least 5 people. And in order to contact those 5 people, we got to have something that's readily available on the tip of your tongue. So if it feels like something's going to get stuck on your tongue coming out, we really need to get some butter on there before we get out there to the community. So we're going to want to work on that. That's great. I'm glad to hear that. Trina?
Yes?
What about you? Have you had a point where you felt like you just hit on your why, and then if you ever did, where you just knew this thing, this is it, this is what I've been looking for, this why, and what were the revelations, and how could you help somebody else come to those same revelations?
Well, as far as my why, I haven't lost, I guess, track of my why. I know my why, and I know my why is very strong. The thing is I'll lose, once in a while lose confidence in myself and let the small things get in my way. And that's what I want to get past, is actually letting things get in the way of my why. Because I have my why, I know why I want to do it, and it's strong, and I have told people about it. But it's following through with it, which is the part where the confidence comes in.
Is your why so clear that you know what you're going to do?
What I'm going to do with the business or with people?
What you're going to do to get your why.
Yes.
Is that different than it used to be?
Yes.
I want you all to just think about that one little thing for a minute. If you don't know, if your why is not so strong that you can pull from it what you're going to do to get it, then you're not intending to get it. You have a desire, but you don't have an intent. Those two words are critically important, the difference between the intent of what you're going to get and, gee, what I'd kind of like to have. The gee of what I'd like to kind of have goes away pretty quickly when you get in an uncomfortable setting. The what I'm going to do to get what I'm going to do doesn't. So that's the intent of what you want to accomplish. And while we're still beating on everybody, Kareen, have you got an idea of why you're doing what you're doing?
I do. Yeah, I definitely do.
And let's just kind of dust this off. Why do you want to do it?
It pretty much boils down to exactly what Lily said, is I want a different lifestyle.
And included in that lifestyle, what are some of the things that would make it better than it is today?
Wealth would be one, and then just some of, well, probably all of the health products. I mean, I have always considered myself to be kind of a really healthy person, but I don't know. I never saw really the things I wasn't doing, like the basic things, like the air and the water and stuff like that, and realizing exactly how kind of unhealthy I am.
Well, I think that's good enough to kind of get a start out of the gate. But I'm going to go back to some stuff that Lily was talking about, and that is, let's take a look at begin with the end in mind. And the end, by the end, I mean, what is it that, I'll put a time frame on it, 5 years from now, and I'm going to take my little pencil out and just imagine that I just whacked you all over the head with my pencil. What would you be, do, or have 5 years from now to assume that this has been a great run? So, why do I ask that question? We're going to have you answer that question more next week, but what I want to know now is, what can you take away from that question that will be usable when you start teaching other people about how to start their Nikan business? So let me ask that of Leslie. Why do you think we want to know in people's hearts where they're going?
Because we want to give them their dreams, not give them ours. We want them to know where they're headed.
Good.
What else are you looking for?
Well, I want you to imagine you're a leader and you're sitting in an ABC across the table from, let's say Corrine is your newly sponsored person. Corrine introduces you to someone. When Corrine gets to the point in the presentation, or where you get to the point in your presentation where you want Corrine to speak, what is it that made you really get this? What do you want her to be able to say that will transfer into the heart of the person you're doing the presentation to? What kinds of things will be in her discussion?
That she's found something that's changed her life, that it's given her purpose, and that she's reaching her goals and dreams.
The goals and dreams, that's a good important thing. So when you're helping Corrine to come up with her first why, the why has to be something that, I'll tell you what, you want to develop something that that literally brings tears to your eyes. Something that makes you sit farther front on your chair. Something that imparts to the person that you're talking to, holy smokes, this person's going to get it. Whatever it is, they're going to get it. And it may not be for me right now, but I'm sure going to keep my eyes open. I may even buy some products because I want them to get what they're working or what they're dreaming so hard about. You want to really impart that sense of fascination for some, of just dogged determination for others. You want your people to really see that. Can you see why?
Well, yeah, you want them to feel it too.
That's right. Because here's an interesting thing for all of us to remember. When people join you in this business, they join you. Anybody remember how long it takes before a prospect probably knows whether they're going to join you or not?
Yeah.
How long?
5 minutes.
Yep,
or less.
Time, sometime within the first 10 minutes, they will know whether you are the type of person they want to join or not.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some of the things they will be listening and looking for to determine whether you're somebody that they should change the track of their stupidly busy life to some other direction? What will they be looking for in order to say, whoa, this is somebody I need to be around?
Excitement and confidence?
Yeah, very much. Can you imagine, Lily, that people could have trouble being excited and having confidence in areas in which they are not an expert?
That's impossible.
Yeah.
It's impossible what?
For them to feel like they can do it without the expertise. You have to let them know that it's possible even though they don't have that, because otherwise they're going to think they can't.
Okay, so one thing that you're going to teach your brand new person when they first start trying to figure out why they're doing this and how that why will be told to the public, you're going to want them to be in an area that they're passionate about, right? You want them to be talking about something about which they're incredibly passionate. Something when you turn and say, can you tell us this story? They don't have any reservations. They are right out of the chair and they're just saying, man, I just love telling this story. Can you see why? Because they become invincible, but also because people want to join them at that point. Say, wow, I'd join you. You bet. Because I have this feeling like I've never seen very many people in my lifetime that had that kind of conviction toward anything. It'd be an honor to be a part of whatever you're doing. So what does that tell you? You should have your person not learn when they get ready to tell their story.
Not learn.
Yeah, they should not learn to tell everybody else's story. They should not learn to tell everything they heard on the tape. They should not learn to tell everything that validates ad nauseum for 4 hours all the things that they read last night. What they should tell is simply what means the most to them.
To tell their own story.
Right, exactly. But most people, right out of the chute, will tell their story until they get rejected the first time. In their own mind, they feel rejection. After which, you got a person that's going to run around and feel self-conscious every time they go to bring up Nikan. Can you imagine that would happen? They got to be in their story. They've got to be in a story that means a lot to them. They've got to be in a story where they can release the outcome. By releasing the outcome, it means that you have to say, well, I want you to get it, and I would love to have you get it. But if you don't, I'm not going to hang myself over the shower rod. I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to find somebody with whom I can partner because I'm going to get this done. We want people to be absolutely talking about the things they should be talking about. Lily, you've seen this with a lot of your people who tried to talk about things that they had no credibility with, right?
Yeah.
And as a result, nobody listened to them.
That's true.
So if your people can state exactly what they're passionate about, that's all, then that puts them in a position where they can speak passionately, they can enjoy that other people go, wow, it's neat to see somebody who really believes, who really has a passion, and that's all that they know. The next thing, what would you do with a person after they've told their story? What would you tell them to do so that more of the story could be told? It's just not them going to be telling the rest of the story. Where would you send them? What kind of information would you have that person get to their prospect so the story could be told by somebody with credibility?
To your upline or to another tour.
Okay, that's the reason we do a three-way.
ABC.
Or an
yeah,
ABC,
three-way.
Exactly. Yeah. Or we'd let the tools do the work.
Okay.
Now, our tools have gotten incredibly good just within the last 6 months. Has anybody seen the new stuff on products from NECANN? They finally have a product presentation. Did y'all know that?
Yeah, but I couldn't get through. I don't know how to do it yet.
You tried to download it?
Yeah.
It was on the homepage?
Well, I went to my NECANN.
Uh-huh.
And somehow I just couldn't do it.
Did anybody else get a chance to figure out how to do that? Leslie?
No, but I'm looking right now.
Okay. Trina, did you get it?
I saw it, but I didn't download or print it out yet.
Okay. Is anybody else on the call? We've had a lot of beep-ins that we tried to get in for a long time, finally got in, but you're part of our call?
Yeah, I've got kicked off twice. So that may have been me beeping back in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I, with your behavior, I can understand that.
I'm too funny.
So are you in the internet now?
Yep, I'm just trying to get logged in, see if I can figure it out.
Okay.
If I figure it out before the end of the call, I'll tell everybody.
All right, Kareem?
Yeah?
Can you tell me at which point, or this is an interesting question you can ask people. There's something that's real important as you go throughout your next week, and you're going to try to get this five for the very first time. Do you know what the difference between prospecting and recruiting is?
Prospecting, I would imagine, is you're looking for people who might be interested, and recruiting is you're actually going out and doing it.
Pretty darn close. Prospecting, we're looking for people who already exist. And just like a prospector, when he's looking for gold, he's not looking for something he needs to change. He's looking for something that already exists.
Right.
So in prospecting, we may prospect 100 people during the course of the day, which is simply asking questions. Are you a person for whom we need to be talking right, or with whom we need to be talking right now? Is there a point in your life that you need to change right at this very moment? With that, you're just going to listen for answers. And you're going to be listening, what do you do for a living? Why do you like what you do for a living? How long have you been doing that? What kind of things do people in your career field look forward to? Are they ever going to retire? Do they spend too much time at the office? Is it a great place to work? All kinds of questions like that, because you're filling your memory banks so that you can talk to people like that in that arena sometime in the future. That's called prospecting, and you don't even have to bring up NECANN with any of them. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So once you do that, that's called prospecting. The next thing would be recruiting. Now, recruiting is simply finding somebody that kind of fits a lot of the criteria, and you go, wow, that is somebody that, boy, I hate this jiggly thing, or whatever that thing's going on. That's somebody that I would really like to have someone do a presentation for. Then what I would do is recruit. At that point, do you keep your options open? You might ask them. There are a couple of other ways, and some of you have not heard these ways, but one is to ask people. There are generally two types of people in the world. Which category would you put yourself in? Do you want or work more toward stability in your life or freedom? And I would guess that based on all five of you or four of you, where you are today, you're going to all have one answer. So, Lily, what is it? More stability or more freedom?
Freedom.
Didn't take long. Kareem?
I would go with freedom.
And Leslie, which would you go for? More freedom or more stability?
I say freedom, but I bet in reality it's stability.
Okay. And Trina?
Freedom.
All right, now here's why we want to know the answer to that question. We used to imagine that the only people you wanted to recruit were those who were after freedom. But we've got two positions to fill here. We want the people who want stability. Those are the people who are going to come in, enjoy some of the benefits of things, and when things look like 100% sure deal, they'll be a part of the rush up the hill. The ones who, but here's something that Kiyosaki, one of the great authors of business in the last 10 years, has written. He said, if you go for stability, you'll lose your freedom. If you go for freedom, you gain both. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And if you are going to go for stability, if you're going to bring somebody in for stability, it's okay, and we want lots of people in our NECAN business who are oriented towards stability. That's great. We love them just as much as we love everyone else. But they're not going to be risk takers generally. They're going to be people that come to the wellness previews. Once in a while, they'll bring somebody. They won't step out on a limb and go into the comfort, outside their comfort zone. They basically want that stability. The ones who want freedom, they're just going to lock and load and kick butt and go out and sometimes just on a wing and a prayer make whatever happens. One is not necessarily better than the other. You're going to see the people that want freedom are going to tend to get to be much bigger ranks, and they will display much more courage in getting there. The ones who want stability and really got to have stability, they'll hunker down, and sometimes you'll have a real hard time getting them up and moving again. So you could ask somebody directly, do you want stability or freedom? Sorry about that line. It's making me crazy. So if you find somebody who wants stability, what types of things do you think you would present to them?
You could do this as a part-time and create more stability in your life and your income.
Okay, good. So you could say to somebody, you could do this part-time, which means that you don't have to give up your other stable income while you're building it, right?
Right, because to ask them to give it up means that you're creating instability, and that's what they don't want.
So that's a very insightful point. Knowing who they are depends on how you make your presentation and what points you would bring up. So you want to listen carefully to who they are. So you're listening, and you could say to somebody who really wants to, you know, it drives me crazy. At the end of the month, we never have enough money. I just don't know where it's going to come from. It makes me freak out all the time. Then you can make a NECAN presentation that says, well, that's exactly why we're talking to you, because with NECAN, you can get to a point where you're confident about where your income's coming in. You don't have to worry about whether your boss is having a bad day, whether you're going to get fired this afternoon. All that stuff just goes away. Okay, so the next question that we could ask then is this is an interesting point, the stability versus freedom. Jim, what's his name? From the Midwest, Jim Dragon. He's using something right now that seems to be working very well for him. He incorporates that into three other statements. First, he says, do you mind if I ask you a personal question? And people will often say, well, I guess not. Are you the type of person who really works more toward stability or more toward freedom in your life? And then they have them answer that question. The second question, Steve, are you still on the call? I know Steve was on there for a bit anyway. May have got thrown off. And Steve's got this on a website that he does where Jim goes through these. But the second question is similar, and the third one is, are you in a position right now to where you're looking to try to augment something in your life and make maybe a little bit more money, something like that? What that does is it tells you exactly where they are right now, so that if there's some desire in their heart to move off of where they're at, you know it. You can kind of pull the trigger and make it happen for them. You know what to offer to them. So over the course of the next week, you want to do lots of recruiting or lots of prospecting. Now,
Jerry, I'm on the call.
I'm going to have some of the other people who've had successful moments of recruiting share with Corrine some of the ones that worked. So, Trina, why don't you explain after recruiting somebody, prospecting them, listening carefully, what are some of the lines that got them to move to that next step?
One of the biggest ones for me that I have used is, actually I just used it today, what would happen if something happened to your husband? What would happen to your family?
Mm.
People don't think about that, and when you ask them that, they're like, and I probably like a dozen people I've asked that, and they're like, I don't know. We never thought of that. We would probably lose our house, lose our car, because most of them, that's their primary income. And is the guy. The mom, same thing. You know, what would happen, or, you know, you ask the dad, what would happen to your family if something happened to you? And then you ask the mom the same thing. What would happen if something happened to your husband? Or yourself.
And then how would you ask them to take a look at it from there?
Well, if they say, we never thought of that. Well, maybe it's time that you take a look at a plan B.
Good. Corrine, does that sound reasonably feasible or?
Yeah.
Like, not like somebody standing on the corner trying to beat you over the head and get you to get to listen, but it makes you think.
Yeah, it does.
Who else has one that seems to work for you? Leslie, I know you've had lots of people come to the table. What works?
You know what? A lot of it just has to be with how they can tell how you feel and how you present. You almost don't, as long as you have a one-minute, one-sentence thing, I've noticed, then people react to me good always. You know, and I've even had people come, well, how's that whole at-home thing going for you? Oh, it's going really good. I'm having a lot of success. And you know, I sometimes just leave it like that, because I don't have a presentation ready for them. I've noticed that people that know what I'm doing, but I haven't made an initial, advance towards them about what I really want to do. And they, it almost creates a little bit more interest. But my favorite thing that lately is just saying, hey, I'm a full-time mom and I'm working on my fortune part-time.
Nice.
Good.
I love that from what's his name?
Jim Rohn.
Yeah, Jim Rohn. Yep. So I just know I'm a full time mom now and working on my fortune part time. Working to get my husband home now.
You have a favorite, Lily?
No, not really.
Do you think it's an area where you'd love to have more favorites?
Yes, and I really like those two. I just listened to them. I just wrote them down. I have not been able to come up with something catchy like that.
And I think it's just a matter of practicing them. Like Jim Rohn often says, you if you want to know where to start, you can go out. I heard him say this on a table. It was great. He said, you can go out, throw a rock up in the air, walk over where the rock fell, and then start there. It doesn't really matter. Just start.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start, here's something very interesting. This is much easier to build fast than it is to build slow. Does that surprise anyone?
No. Oh, it's momentum.
Yeah, you get a bunch of people going crazy, and they will tend to get other people going crazy, and the whole thing works out. So if it's much easier to build fast than to build slow, I got a chance to listen to a whole bunch of tapes from other network marketing companies. Marcia got some at a garage sale and thought, well, you know, he likes to kind of keep up on things. And it was a great deal because there were five or six different people on these different companies that had made over $100,000 a year in their company. And as I listened to their stories, there were very interesting things started to fall out. Different companies, different products, different things they sold. And it ended up that they were the top players all saw between 200 or 100 and 200 people within their first 60 days. And every one of them was between $15,000 and $18,000 a month, all different pay plans, all different companies. They were all between $15,000 and $18,000 a month within 5 months in every single company. Doesn't that seem interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if you were doing 100 to 200 presentations in a 60-day period? How long would they be?
45 minutes.
20 minutes, half hour?
Yeah, it would be very short, wouldn't they? What's it tell you about what most people do? They do them too long, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Rather than looking for people who already get it, what they're trying to do is to make people get it. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Any of you ever run across somebody who was trying to make someone get it?
Yeah.
And you can flat wear yourself out. It's like getting another job. Only more rejection potential. So if you can talk to a whole bunch of people with a quick line like that, wouldn't that be interesting? Let's say I hypnotized Lily and sent her off into Vancouver and said, Lily, I want you to just ask this question or this set of questions of about 50 people in the next day or so. Every time you ask somebody, it's going to make you feel just giddy inside because you get to hear their answer. And I don't know, for something like that, it's just you always have looked forward to doing that. And she goes, well, whatever. And yet now she's hypnotized and she just can't wait to go ask somebody, hey, can I ask you a personal question? And are you more for stability or do you like more to have freedom? And she starts asking this question all over town. Is it hard to imagine that she would end up, if she asked that question 200 times, that she would end up with a bunch of people coming to previews and starting to sign up in her business?
Mm-hmm.
And how much would you care about people who don't get it right now?
You wouldn't.
Does it make you crazy doing follow-up if you followed up on the ones that were only moderately interested? It'd make you stinking nuts. If they were interested and they said, yeah, you know what, I'm a little tied up today, but that sounds fascinating, get back to me. Well, certainly you just keep getting back and getting back and getting back. But if they're going, hey, I don't know why you're here, you're driving me nuts, I'm going to call security, actually. And I think your dog probably even stinks, too. So leave my life or I will gun you down in the parking lot. You know that's called rejection. And we're not all much into doing that. So let's go out this week, and I want you to come back next week with a really clear idea of why you're doing what you're doing and maybe a couple of these little phrases that we can polish up and work on that will tell people, or just ask people, are you in a position in your life where you're looking for some changes right now? Okay, everybody good?
Yep.
Hey, Lily, it's so good to have you back.
Thank you.
Kareen?
Yes?
It's so good to have you back.
Thanks.
In fact, Lily, turn around for a second.
Okay.
Can you all see that? Glad to see you're back. Does that joke play in Canada too, or am I crazy? All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Hey,
good night.
Leslie.
Bye-bye.
Thank
you. Yeah.
Good night.
Hey, Leslie?
Yeah.
Are you still on?
Hey, yep,
I am. Can I get your phone number really quick?
Oh, yeah. 801.
Okay.
508.
508.
0202.
0202.
Hey, should we keep talking for the next month or so before they put us in groups?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. I got your number.
I think so, too, because I love doing that, and that was...
Yeah. You know, I did, too, and after I got off track on doing that, it felt like my whole business got off track.
Wasn't that crazy how... I mean, I really liked the other groups that we got put into, but it just didn't feel the same because it was...
Yeah.
I don't know, just there's more of a personal level there, too, with Ginger and everything, so...
Yeah, and that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's definitely do that. Let's keep in track, and if anybody else wants to join us, they're welcome to,
Okay.
Yeah, so, who was that? Did someone else just talk?
Really?
This is Steve Crowfoot.
Oh.
I'm in Salt Lake also.
Oh, is this Steve?
Yeah.
Were you on the call the whole time?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, we just didn't hear you. What part of Salt Lake are you in, Steve?
Sandy.
Oh, okay, I'm over in West Valley.
Cool.
Yeah, well, good.
What was your telephone number?
Mine is 801-508-0202.
Cool.
So Trina, have you talked to Ginger lately?
What's that?
I talked to her on, what was it? I think it was Thursday. It was either Wednesday or Thursday that I talked to her.
Yeah, she's doing pretty good still. She's exhausted, though.
Oh, really? So she still hasn't...
Well,
she's still
not
had
sleeping
the baby
well and everything, so that makes it really tough, so...
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's doing pretty good, so... So,
good.
Lily, are you still on the call? Are you still on? Or are you dropping off? Is it just you and me, Trina, now?
Yeah, it's just you and I.
Yeah.
I'm still here. Want me to hang up?
Oh, no, you're fine.
Oh,
don't worry about it. No, we're just chit-chatting. So,
Now,
Steve, have you done Pathfinders before?
I have.
Oh, okay. Now, are you already silver?
Nope.
Or not?
I'm not.
Oh, okay. And how long have you been in Deakin?
9 years.
Hey, Steve, have I met you before?
If you go to meetings every once in a while, you probably have.
Well,
I haven't been very active for the last 5 years or so, but...
Yeah, now, you know what? Your voice sounds familiar. I think we met at Sean's house.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did. I've got your card somewhere.
Just,
I could probably tell your last name if I looked through my purse.
Yeah, just after convention.
Yep, it was. Yep, it would have been like beginning of November or end of October. Yep, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm glad you're on the call. So how did you get hooked up with Jerry?
Through Sharon in Topeka, Kansas.
Oh, okay.
And got hooked up with her on Lifestyles.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds great. Oh, yeah, hey, Trina, Steve has got himself this website that he's put together that just has tons of resources on it.
Oh,
so
wow.
He's got a bunch of Spanish stuff on there and a bunch of just tons of different good resources. So, well, I'll get you his email information and we'll pass it on, but so you can get to it. So,
yeah.
Hey,
so there's Spanish stuff on there?
Don't you have Spanish stuff on there, Steve?
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, good, because I've been looking for stuff like that for my dad.
Hey, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get my email out and give that information to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I've got Steve's card. So now, do we have someone that's going to send us a list of everybody's names and address and emails? And is there someone that's going to be?
I think it's either going to be Jerry or Sharon, because I know Sharon was on. Well, I thought she was on the call that was helping
out.
Oh, she
was.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So she's going to be helping Jerry.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, that sounds great.
I'm not sure.
I think she does the Midwest call.
Oh, she only does the Midwest? Oh, okay.
Okay,
cool.
We'll find out who's helping him this time and doing all the some of the secretary stuff. So if not, maybe I'll have to volunteer and help him so that he doesn't have to do all that extra stuff because he's already doing lots for us. So.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, well, Trina, why don't you give me a call tomorrow morning?
I will. What time?
Since I'm home now, no working. You know, why don't you give me a call right around... What time works for you, actually?
I have to be in a meeting at 8:30, so if I gave you a call, like, at 8...
That would work.
That'd
be fine, because that's my 9 o'clock.
Okay.
So yeah, give me a call then.
All right.
Okay, hey Steve, I've got your number, so I'll give you a call and we'll be in contact.
Okay, I actually switched to days now, so I usually report either at 8 or 9 in the morning and get off at either 6 or 7 at night.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay.
Okay, hey, we'll talk later.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.